Bookshelf,
Mike Von Den at Home Group Realty,
and CFRU. For accessibility information and further venue details, please visit the website at www.kazookazoo.ca.
And welcome to
Hello.
The Kazoo Fest podcast, Volume 1. This is part of Drive Time with Diener and Dunster here on CFRU 93.3. We will be doing these podcasts once a week leading up to the festival. And we'll just be focusing in on some of the groups that are performing.
Give you a little preview.
A little preview, some of the visual arts that will be there. Not great for podcasts because we can't show you the art, but...
No.
Can discuss it, and Todd and I both have amazing vocabulary, especially when it comes to visual art.
Mm-hmm.
And discuss some of the multimedia performances. There's a dance performance. There's so much going on
Print
at Kazoo
Expo.
Fest. Print Expo. So that all takes place in Guelph, April 8th through 12th.
Various venues.
All over the place. Today on the show, today on the podcast, always hard when you do it live, and then it's also going to be pre-recorded, so I won't say anything timely. It's Sado, 2 a.m., March 6th.
Oh, that was the most topical. Most topical.
It's cold out there. So we are going to be playing a bunch of tunes from bands that are going to be coming to Guelph. Should I just run down all the bands at once?
I don't know.
Is that too much?
I think it's too much.
So we're going to start off playing some softer stuff. Usually what we do on the show, play some softer stuff, get you warmed up, and then play some other stuff. And then we're going to have an interview with a friend
of the show.
Friend of the festival. Friend of Guelph. Mr. Tom Gill, who plays in two of the groups that are going to be playing this year, Love Thy Will Be Done, and also Bernice. Should we talk to him a little later? And he's going to give us some exclusive tracks, unreleased stuff from Love Thy Will Be Done. So we'll be playing that too.
The smooth sounds of Mr. Tom Gill.
Mr. Thomas Gill. Mr. Love Thy Will Be Done himself.
He was also known as Thomas.
Yes. Previously still, known as Thomas.
Or still is, I don't know. Or is that over?
I think that's over, but I think it's also fair to say, because I don't think Love Thy Will Be Done has played a show,
mm-hmm.
and Thomas played shows for 5 years.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off here with Her Harbor, coming in to Guelph from, I believe she's from Hull. She's part of like the E-tron Records group there in Hull, Gatineau. Which features Scattered Clouds, Thetnat.
Who Scattered Clouds also played Kazoo Fest two years ago.
Yeah, and they were very good. And Scattered Clouds is some of the members from Thetnat.
Mm-hmm.
Thetnat musicians will back up Her Harbor when she plays.
Mm-hmm.
Thetnat will also be playing.
Are we getting to some Thetnat today?
We may.
Okay.
And then also... two of the members of Thetnat are also the band Last X,
okay.
who will be playing. So, pretty good.
A lot of representation from Hull Gatineau.
Yeah, and lots of amazing representation, mm-hmm. I think. I didn't know anything about bands from Hull Gatineau till I moved to Guelph and saw Scattered Clouds, and then saw Thetnat, and now Her Harbor, and I'm like... I didn't know anything about the place, and now I know that it's got an amazing,
amazing
group of people doing amazing music. So we're going to start off here with Her Harbor, and I think we'll play Her Harbor and then Last X. Give you a little taste of the Hull scene, and we'll be back. Then we'll be back after that. This is Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1, as brought to you by Drive Time.
In conjunction with Drive Time.
ZFRU 93.3 FM. This is Her Harbor from Winter's Ghosts with the song... Deloria.
Thank you. schizophrenia has taken eyes. And what a lily is when he was come before he came. Delirium, deliriously sane.
Oh,
that was Last X, which is a band on Constellation Records. They are going to be playing here in Guelph as part of Kazoo Fest on the Thursday, April 9th, at the E-Bar. And Last X is from Hull, Quebec. They feature members of Fetnat. They are some of the members of Her Harbor, who we heard just before Last X. And Her Harbor will be playing at Kazoo Fest on Sunday during the Pancake Breakfast with Love Thy Will Be Done and Bad Chapter. And Love Thy Will Be Done will be joining us. We'll do the interview about 8:30. He already sent me some exclusive tracks.
Which will be debuting?
We will be debuting.
Wow.
And this is the Kazoo Podcast Volume 1, as brought to you by Drive Time with Diener and Dunster, care of 93.3 CFRU. And if you need any information, kazoo.ca. It's got write-ups on the bands. It's got all of the schedule that you need, which runs from Wednesday, April 8th through Sunday, April 12th.
Jam-packed with how many bands? 40?
I think it's 43. Five? I think it's 43.
It's a lot.
It is a lot of stuff over those days. And there's also tickets for, if you're in Guelph, you can get a crony pass, which will be available, I think, on Tuesday.
And what does that get you, Mike?
That gets you into everything.
Wow.
And I think it's $55, which works out to, I guess, just over $1 a band.
Per band, yeah.
And as well, I think, I don't know if it's now or if it's soon, but there's the Deerhoof show, which will be on Friday, April 10th at Mitchell Hall. And Deerhoof with Darlene Shrug and Baby Labor. And so...
I like to call them Babe Labe.
Babe Labe?
Yeah.
That tickets for that are on sale. If not now, then soon. If not soon, then now. And that, I'm sure, will be a in-demand show. Deerhoof are flying in from... all over the United States.
All points.
Yeah, and we'll be staying in Guelph for a couple days, playing that show, and then flying back to God knows where. Todd?
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
I got a question for
you. Tell me. Talk to me.
At Kazoo this year.
Yes.
Who are you most excited to see?
Fetnat.
Fetnat? Yeah. And Fetnat will be playing on the Saturday night at District with... Fist City, Battle Wolf, and Stuka.
Oh, Battle Wolf.
Yeah.
I saw them a couple months ago. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do the podcast for an hour because there's so many bands to play that it's like, oh, should we draw on a jump to Saturday? Should we do this kind of linearly, like start...
like chromatically.
Start on Wednesday.
I mean chromatically. Chronologically, yeah.
Yeah, start on the Wednesday. But let's just look at the Wednesday. Yeah. This is just a start. We got Versa and Snake Church starting on the Wednesday. Snake Church is Michael Mucci and Ben Grossman. Drone. Satanic Church.
Okay.
And then we got Versa, which is a multimedia project that was sponsored by Kazoo Fest and Ed Video. And it's a performance, multimedia performance... based on, or that was created just for Kazoo Fest. So that'll kick things off at Silence. And then you got Badminton Racket. Amazing.
Bad Rad.
Bad Rack. Bad Rad?
Bad. I want to call him Bad Rad.
Bad Rad. Tyvek, obviously my favorite group.
Yes.
If you listen to the radio show regularly, you know I play Tyvek.
Or if you're hanging out with Mike yesterday, you would know that he was wearing a Tyvek t-shirt.
Yes. Or if you're hanging out with me the day before, you know I was probably talking about Tyvek. And absolutely free. So that's the first day. Hey, I think that's worth $55 right there.
Yeah.
So there's also a limited amount of crony passes on sale. I don't know how many there are, but you should probably go get one. And probably get more music. That's probably what people want to hear.
Yes. Less okay talking.
Less okay talking, more great music. I think Black Spirituals is an exciting thing. Exciting group that's going to be in town that have never been in before. They're coming in from Oakland to play a performance at Heritage Hall, which is part of the Black Heritage Church here in Guelph.
Is that on Essex Street?
It's on Essex Street, yeah. 83 Essex Street, Heritage Hall. It's a performance that is being put together with People of Goodwill, which is a project here in Guelph. So it's Black Spirituals and Lito Pimienta. I mean, come on. Come on. So we're going to hear from...
What more do you want?
Yeah. We're going to hear from Black Spirituals here, and they'll probably check out Absolutely Free, and then we'll be back with a little more talking.
And an interview with Love Thy Will Be Done.
Yeah, very exciting. This is Black Spirituals with the song Black Light. You're listening to Drive Time with Diener and Dunster on CFRU 93.3, which also happens to be the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1. I'm sure that all makes sense to you. Black Spirituals with Black Light. And that was Toronto's Absolutely Free from their newest release, came out in the fall, I believe, on Arts and Crafts. Self-titled record. That song was called Visions. We started everything off there with Black Spirituals out of Oakland, California. Absolutely Free will be one of the kickoff shows for Kazoo Fest this year, playing April 8th at the E-Bar with Tyvek and Badminton Racket. And Black Spirituals are going to be playing on the Saturday, kind of an early evening show. They'll be on at 9 p.m. at Heritage Hall on Essex Street, playing with Lito Pimienta. Could I just go through Saturday very quick?
Yeah, you do whatever you want, man.
So Saturday, you got the Kazoo Expo, Print Expo, starting at 11 a.m. Then you got the PS Guelph Book Launch, 11 a.m. till 3. Then you've got the opening reception for Sherry Boyle's Silent Dedication Art Show and Amy Lockhart's Safe Space Soft Sculpture Bowling. 3 p.m., you got Bernice playing with then Scott Merritt at 4 p.m. at Silence. 5 p.m., you got Blunt Chunks at Red Brick Cafe, followed by Casey Messia at 6 p.m. Then you got 1 hour to break. Then you got Lito Pimienta, Black Spirituals. Then you got Nick Ferrio and Blimp Rock. Then you got Stuka, Battle Wolf, Fist City, and Fetnat. Also, at around the same time, Squeezy C, Doom Squad, and Phaedra. Also around the same time, Familiar Fiends, New Zebra Kid, and Tough Age. And also around the same time, Ramsey Almighty and Motem. Then the next day, you wake up, you go for some breakfast, you got Bad Chapter, followed by Love Thy Will Be Done, followed by Her Harbor. Come on! Anyway, I'm very excited about all of it.
I can tell.
Yeah. We're going to play a song here by Bernice, who will be playing, as I said, on Saturday in the afternoon at Silence with Scott Merritt. And then after that, we are going to have an interview with Mr. Tom Gill, who plays as Love Thy Will Be Done and is also the guitar player in Bernice.
Let's get into this, Bernice.
So this song is Bernice. The song is called Lo, How a Rose Air Bloomin'. Antiquated Talk here on Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1, Drive Time with Dean and Dunster and CFRU 93.3 FM. Thank you. was Bernice with the song called Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming from, as far as I know, no album. But they will be in town in Guelph playing Kazoo Fest Saturday, April 11th with Stephen Merritt, with Scott Merritt at Silence. And we are joined by, how do I say, guitarist extraordinaire, beautiful singer.
The very talented.
Very talented, and also just one of the sweetest, nicest, greatest guys you'll ever meet, Mr. Tom Gill.
Wow.
Not bad.
So yeah. 8:30 in the morning.
Well, I've been...
What do I tend to deserve this?
Well, every time some music has been playing, Tom and I have been practicing, we're like, well, what else? How can we best describe Tom? Tom,
well,
thanks.
I'm delighted.
Yeah, thanks so much for getting up early and talking to us today.
Hey, no problem. I had to book my boyfriend a kanga ride.
A kanga ride?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was either.
Is it like when a giant comes and you jump into their front pouch like a joey?
Yep.
Kind of like a kangaroo ride?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But you need a credit card to book it, so.
Oh, and you're in Montreal right now?
I am.
And Michael is up there, too?
He's going to come.
Oh, that's nice. So we're here with Tom Gill, who also used to go by the name Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And now goes by the name Love Thy Will Be Done.
And it will.
Plays in the band Bernice.
Yep.
And what else? I mean, do you still play, do you have other projects that you plan just because people maybe outside of Toronto would be familiar with?
Well, I do a lot of freelancing. Which
yes.
Sounds like a kind of a dirty word. I just play with lots of people whose music I also love. It's not like I'm just doing it for the time being to make money or anything, but I play with this guy John Southworth quite a bit right now, who's number one in Germany, which is weird.
Like number one on German college charts or number one on like the German billboards?
German Rolling Stone.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've actually sold real records, real units, you know?
Real ones.
And we're going to play real shows for real Germans.
Real German.
And I also play with a woman named Elizabeth Shepherd, who's kind of a young Canadian jazz... Is diva a word we use to describe people nicely now? Or is it to be so
sure.
bad?
You,
okay, well, she's a diva.
In a good way.
A good diva.
Diva in the musical way, not diva in the demanding personality
she's
way.
She's a lady good diva.
And I do many things, yeah.
And one thing that we wanted to grill you with right off the bat here, I told you it was going to be an easy interview, but it's not. We are going to get real heavy.
I'm going to ask those dirty questions.
But the thing I did want to ask, because I'm familiar with your past group, Thomas.
Right.
Been a big fan since, I would like to say, the very beginning.
Yeah, true.
Okay, good. I'm glad that I was not...
You helped discover me.
Yeah, well, thank you. I did listen to that CD a lot, so I hope that, you know, that just kind of spread the sound. As I drive through Edmonton blasting it from my Sentra, people would be like, oh, what is that?
Who is that guy?
Gorilla.
What is he listening to?
And now you're called Love Thy Will Be Done. Is this like I mean, it's still you doing most of the writing and everything.
Yep.
But is there like a break from what you were doing with Thomas and you're doing something new with Love Thy Will Be Done? Or is it just a continuation and you just wanted a new title for the project?
Yeah, pretty much that second one. But also because... No, yeah, it's pretty much just to make a clean line in the sand for myself, for my brain.
Yeah.
Because I haven't written songs in a while. I've mostly just been doing a lot of arranging. But it's still very kind of gospel focused in my own kind of demented way. I decided like a while ago, like years ago, that I didn't want to write any songs about my life that were about me. I just wanted to write very kind of impersonal songs. And now I'm kind of going back towards that. I'm in Montreal for a couple weeks trying to write songs, and I haven't written anything yet. I'm just kind of grappling with it and, hanging out with some scented candles and watching that Neil deGrasse Tyson show. And but yeah, it's more just for my own brain to have a clean start or something.
And also more Googleable than Thomas.
Much more Googleable.
Which is good.
And more beautiful.
Yeah.
Now that Bernice and Diana and Paula and all those name bands exist, which I started, by the way.
Yeah, I know you did.
It's time to leave them in the dust.
And when you're in Montreal looking for inspiration, mm-hmm. if I could I'll just name five things. Giant cross, fake mountain, mm-hmm. bagels, mm-hmm.
Orange Julius.
And I don't know, I guess smoked meat.
Yeah, okay.
So do you think that would help? That's going to help? Or
it's already helped. Orange Julius. Because it's right near Namur subway station, which has one of the best Light Villages.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
remember. That's what I'm saying.
That's the only
thing. There's also a really good Le Chateau up there.
Le Chateau Outlet, I believe.
Yeah.
Right there beside the Namur station.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not there anymore.
But if it is, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
I know I did.
And also Pooshap.
What did you just say?
Pooshap.
Pooshap.
Oh, yeah.
Vegetarian Pooshap. Indian place that's like $5 tallies. Anyway, I could go on about this all day. And for Love Thy Will Be Done, do you have like a new record that is recorded, or are you still working on writing stuff?
Yeah, I got rejected from my grant, which was going to be
the
new record, for which I didn't really have anything written. I just kind of made it up.
Yeah.
But the track that I sent you is like one of the things that I sent to the demo, as a demo for the grant. It was a recording grant, yeah. But it was going to be I asked for like $30,000, so it was kind of far-fetched. But it was going to be with like a kind of chamber ensemble and stuff. So the recording I sent you has a string ensemble on it.
Oh.
Although it's not the one I sent, this one's quite cheesy. I was going to kind of make it a bit artier. Artier? Ew.
So this song is...
we like cheesy.
More straight up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
And Tom, I have to tell you, for your mm-hmm. for the Thomas stuff,
yeah.
I would say we play you on this radio show at least once a month.
Yes.
And sometimes just a full set. I'm like, well, I think we just got to start it off with three Thomas songs.
So
we're big fans here, and I'm really excited for you to come back and play Guelph. Have you played Guelph as Thomas before?
You would only know that probably.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you play here with John Southworth.
Yeah, I've played.
Is that the only time I've seen you play? Here? I mean, in Guelph?
I think that's the only time I've seen him.
Oh, no. Way back in the day, the only Thomas tour that ever was,
yeah.
We went to Guelph.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember where we played, though.
And
we played a house show in Peter Bradley's attic.
Oh, I know that show. Peanut Butter.
Yep.
Oh, cool. And are you excited to come back and play?
Are you kidding? I'm pumped, and I love that it's a brunch show, and I love that Bernice is playing in the afternoon. I'm very into the daytime show.
Yeah, and then you can just hang around Guelph, and you don't have to be like, oh, I really wanted to go see Fist City, but I'm playing a show. You're just like, in the afternoon, the schedule's more manageable. You'd play a show, and then you can just hang out in Guelph and just soak it all in.
I'm going to. Yeah, what night is Fist City?
Fist City is a Saturday night, so you'll be here in the afternoon playing with Bernice, and then they're playing later that night.
Mike's got your schedule all planned out.
Yeah. I'll send you over the schedule, Tom, and I'll just let you know what appearances you'll be expected to make.
You can just take me around the leash.
Itinerary.
Well, we should probably play your song here that you've given us. This song is called You're About to Use Me.
That's right.
And is that... but it's... Is it a sad song, or...?
No, it's a hopeful song.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
Keeping my SoCan account afloat.
Yeah. Well, We do play a lot, and we're, yeah, this has been one of the big bands from Drive Time on to get interviewed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. I'm always available.
Well, we might have gotten you in for a Tone Zone.
Yeah, Tone Zone.
Tom Zone.
Too.
I did a Tone Zone once in Edmonton, right? Or was that, it wasn't Tone Zone yet.
No, you just came on the radio show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. We're really looking forward to you playing Kazoo Fest. I mean, I know you're one of my top guys to see. Like, just not say, like, in Canada or whatever, like, in the world, you're one of, like, my favorite live shows.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Well, we'll make it a good one for you.
Okay. And is this the debut of Love Thy Will Be Done, or is that, have you already played with this group?
We played once in Toronto.
Okay.
It was kind of disastrous, so we're going to call this our real debut.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks again, Tom. Looking forward to seeing you. And this is from Love Thy Will Be Done, You're About to Use Me. Have yourself a great day in Montreal.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you. Bye, boys.
And that was Tom Gill, who plays in Love Thy Will Be Done and Bernice. We're going to hear a song by Love Thy Will Be Done, and I'm going to say this is the debut. You've never heard this song. You can't hear it anywhere else. You can hear it on Kazoo Podcast, Drive Time, Dean and Jensers here for U93.3 FM.
Skloose.
You're About to Use Me. Love Thy Will Be Done, playing in Guelph on Sunday, April 12th.
It's quite the weight on your promises. It's getting late, but I gotta say this lost night. So we proceed as the mother of God did, asking how can this be? The cross is bare.
Back, that was Love Thy Will Be Done world premiere.
I feel really good about that.
Yeah,
because, you know, when you get that exclusive you know, track. You're not even sure if it's, you know, you're excited sitting in the radio station.
Yeah.
How often do you get that feeling?
Especially
it's so planned out, you know.
The biggest Tom Gill boosters in the world. That yeah. means a lot to us to get the skluse.
Well, we pump the tires. We get the skluse.
If you pump the tires enough, somebody's going to check your oil. This is Drive Time with Diener and Dunster here on CFRU 93.3 FM. Coming to the end of Kazoo Podcast, Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1.
I just flew by, Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's always hard, the first one to cover 46 bands or whatever. So we're doing our best. Next week we're going to cover more. And we played a lot of soft stuff so far, I think, from that are it's going to be at the festival. We played Her Harbor, Last X, Bernice, Black Spirituals, Absolutely Free, Love Thy Will Be Done. And now I think we're going to just get to some of the heavier stuff.
Yeah, just to show you the sort of range or contrast of bands that you're going to see at Kazoo Fest.
Yeah.
You know?
So go to kazoo.ca. The schedule's there. Band write-ups are there. All the information, venue accessibility, all of that is there for you, for your perusal. And, cool. I mean, we're going to play a Tyvek song.
Nice.
And they're going to play a local group after that who will be playing BSHC. So, and hopefully we'll have BSHC, Gavin from BSHC, come in and do a radio interview.
That'd be great.
So stay tuned for more if you're listening to this live on CFRU. We got Lake Leaps up next. And if you're listening to this podcast, we'll have another installment next Friday, Volume 2. So this is Tyvek from On Triple Beams with Little Richard. Then we're going to hear BSHC with the song Ham Sandwich after that. This has been Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 1. I'm Diener.
Dunster.
Signing out. Thanks so much for listening. KazooKazoo.ca for all extra information. This is Tyvek from Detroit. Kicking off Kazoo Fest on Wednesday, April 8th. The song's called Little Richard.